Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
Now, today, after 14 years of serving as Uachtaráin na hÉireann, Michael D. Higgins departs Áras an Uachtaráin. I know there's been a lot of discussion today around his performance as president and plenty of analysis, political analysis as well. But I want to chat to you. How do you think he did as president of Ireland and what are your memories of him? Eben is with me on the line today. When did you meet President Higgins?
I met President Michael D. Higgins when I received my gold Gaoscar president.
Oh, fantastic.
So basically, Gaoscar is basically a youth development program that is all about encouraging people to get involved in their community, develop skills, and also like gain confidence and new skills. So I was fortunate enough to do the Gaoscar Gold Award. And by doing this, I was invited to Uachtaráin Uachtaráin, where Michael D. Higgins handed me my gold medal. It was just a really nice experience.
Yeah.
And they called up my name. I walked on stage and he just gave this like big smile and said, well done and congratulations on your achievement. So I have a really good, nice memory of him.
Yeah. And sorry, for congratulations, because it's a huge thing to get the Gold Gaoscar Award. And I know it takes a lot of effort and commitment. You know, it's a big achievement for anybody to receive that. So obviously a nice touch as well that it was the president of the country who presented you with that award.
Exactly. And I think it's always so amazing how he is with young people. Even during his speech, he was all about like how amazing the accomplishment is, as you said, and how like young people need to be empowered and they need to be fed into in terms of developing their skills. Funny enough, this year is actually Gaoscar's 40th anniversary, and the theme for the anniversary is Be the Arrow, which we got inspired for Michael D. Higgins' speech back in 2011 when he was like first inaugurated. And it's just amazing to see how back then when he first started his campaign for presidency, he was all about young people.
Yeah.
And even now, to the very end, he's still all about young people. So I just think it's amazing.
Well, it's just funny you talk about young people. There's a lovely text in here from a listener to say, during COVID, my daughter and her friends were walking in the Phoenix Park and they met Michael D across the wall. He was out walking his dog and he gave her advice on how to stop our then new puppy chewing our furniture and stood in for a socially distant selfie. Only in Ireland would a president do something like this. Award-winning garden designer and author Leonie Cornelius is with us as well. You have a kind of a long-standing relationship, Leonie, with Michael D. Can you hear me okay, Leonie? Have I got Leonie? No, we'll try to reconnect there with Leonie. Listener says, I bumped into Michael D. Higgins and his bodyguard coming out of the Bank of Ireland in Thomas Street. Because he was familiar, I automatically said, oh, Harriet, with a big smile. And he said, hello to you too. Only in Ireland would you bump into your president going in about his banking business, says Lara. Stuart Clark is the deputy editor of Hot Press. You met with Michael D. for a recent interview, Stuart.
Yes, I was in the RS for what was supposed to be a short chat. 2 hours later, we said our goodbyes.
Yeah.
We covered a lot of ground. There's a big six-page interview in the current Hot Press, the president on the cover. He was worried about the packing. His personal office has a lot of... He was looking around all the bits he'd acquired and felt sorry for the removals men or women.
Yeah.
But basically, he was happy, grateful, proud, content. And unrepentant, he doesn't think he overstepped his role.
Right.
He made the point that before both terms, he issued what was essentially a manifesto detailing what he'd do and say. And his opinion was the people of Ireland gave their consent through those votes. So he understood the role. He's not going to ride off quietly into the sunset.
Mm.
He's going to do some work with the Bernie Sanders Foundation. He signed up with them. But they've met a few times and they really clicked, he says. He thinks Bernie's one of the people who can help save America. He's going to continue his work on food security in Africa, and he has a few book projects to complete. One sounds fascinating. It's on the 1930s, which would include censorship in Ireland, the Spanish Civil War, the rise of fascism elsewhere, the oppression of jazz and dancing. It's a decade that fascinates him. So he's got plenty of projects.
Yeah, for in retirement. I mean, I would have thought now as a former president of two terms that surely there's somebody else to do your packing for you. Although departing Áras an Uachtaráin must be a sad moment, Stuart.
I think he's ready to speak with a bit more freedom, but he does look back very fondly. I asked him for the highlights, and the one in the first term that stood out for him, interestingly, was returning the state visit to the UK. and getting Gerry Adams and Martin McGuinness to, quote, sort their heads out before it. He obviously got on very well with the then Queen and Prince Charles and found it deeply symbolic. On a personal note, the highlight was meeting Leonard Cohen in Kilmainham, two old poets shooting the breeze over a bowl of chicken soup. He's a big Leonard fan.
As you do.
He also really enjoyed Shane McGowan's 60th birthday party.
Ah, fantastic. Well, look, people can read more about that, of course, in Hot Press magazine as well. Leonie, you're on Michael D's Christmas card list for a number of years now.
That's right. I would have met him a good few times at Forbia Bloom, where he paints the gardens, and he's very interested in all the creative things that go on there. And I just, the biggest thing that stood out for me was his incredible interest in the small, collaborative, community-based things in gardens and at the show. So I would have had a lot of kind of collaborations with artists and designers, particularly in the west of Ireland, because that's where I'm from. And just his interest in taking the time to sit down and look at vases and sculptures and, you know, to he sat down in my 2017 garden and just had a few minutes where he kind of talked about what's community collaboration and what are the sculptures that we had in this, and just taking the time to look at not just the big things, which he has to do as a president, but also as, you know, the small things, the little storytelling parts of gardens that are so important, I think.
He bought a copy of your book, is that right? Did he ask you to sign it?
I wish. I actually asked him to sign
You
it.
Asked so him to sign your book. Oh, that's fantastic.
Of course. Yeah. I treasure it.
And there's a
I picked it up in the garden.
There's a listener wondering here, Leonie, what does the president write in his Christmas cards?
Ooh, so they're beautiful Christmas cards. They're very interesting because they're very personal in terms of his poetry is in it every year. And they're very interesting because they don't take that kind of average approach. Like one year there was an image of art, it's always art-based, of a lady breastfeeding. So really powerful messages and the poetry within it. So it's always really beautiful to receive and the highlight of my year, definitely.
Oh, fantastic. George in Skibbereen says, the first time I saw President Michael D. Higgins, it was when he travelled to Union Hall to thank the then local or the local community, the emergency services, all the volunteers who came together to recover five deceased crew of the tragic sinking of the trawler on the 15th of January back in 2012. I thought he was such a wonderful man and a lovely thing to do, and that comes in from George. Leonie, Stuart Clark, Ebon, thanks a million to you all for getting in touch with us today. There'll be plenty of chat about his tenure as president of the country, but as I said, I just wanted to hear from listeners who met him. Emails lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.